Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Well, if your eyes are red and itchy and you've had the sniffles going and you got snot everywhere, you're not alone. Allergy season is here. They say it arrived a whole lot earlier this year because of the dry weather, dry climate. All the dust is getting kicked up, dander, dirt, whatever. And you're breathing it in. They say it's going to be a really bad allergy season this year. Do you suffer from that at all, Katie?
I do. And not only that, but I feel like in Colorado, especially with the mild winter we had, we've had allergy season all year long.
Right. You're
like,
not wrong.
It never stopped. Yeah. So, yeah, I suffer from it a lot here in Colorado.
Well, there's this list out this morning of the top 20 U.S. allergy capitals, and they list like all these cities around the United States.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see Denver on there, but bad news if you're living down in the Springs. Springs popped at the 15th worst state in the nation.
Ooh.
For
really?
Allergies. It doesn't say why. I don't know.
Closer
I guess
to the mountains a little bit.
Maybe
more pollen?
Yeah, it's a little tucked there. And
yeah,
I don't know.
The valley.
Anyway, we got that one guy here at work.
That was rough.
Who's always going? He's doing that.
Oh.
Ugh. It grosses me out when people do that.
Oh, yeah. Like, even when somebody, like, blows their nose in front of me.
I was standing there talking to him the other day. He's like,
oh, no.
I'm like, please, knock it off.
You're like, I need to walk away now. Like,
gross.
Yeah. Ugh.
Josh, knock it off.
I'm sorry.
I got a little Jer on sports. The fine people over at Ranker.com are voting on the best MLB mascots.
Yay.
Oh, where's Dinger?
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. Dinger did come out on the list, although I really believe Dinger is probably one of the most boring mascots on the planet. He never does anything.
He's just recognizable. Like, you know that dinosaur.
He's a huge purple dinosaur. The other purple dinosaur.
He's boring, though. We saw Dinger on the home opener. He was out walking around. That's all he does.
Dude, he was riding a trike.
Well, no, you're right. Compared to our other mascots, like Rocky's
the GOAT.
Best
Miles,
mascot.
He gets up there on the scoreboard.
Well, Rocky gets in the rafters, and
he throws the ball backwards.
Yeah, he's got the half-court shot. Like, Rocky is the GOAT of all mascots. So, yeah, when you compare Dinger to Rocky.
Dinger does nothing.
A little underwhelming,
stands there like
Where
a
does
dork.
He come on that list, though?
Seventh.
Okay.
The Philly Fanatic, obviously
number one.
Mr. Met, New York Mets, the Mariner Moose came in third, and then he's down on the list at seven. I don't know, it was like
I'm
a
surprised.
Pity vote, maybe?
I'm surprised he's so high on that list.
The best thing he ever did was get out of that egg.
I know.
way back in what, 93?
Opening day in 93?
Yeah, that's the most intense thing he's done. You're right.
Other than that, he just sits around like an idiot.
Oh,
come on, Dinger, step it
funny.
Up. I got one more thing for you. Live Nation is starting their $30 ticket promotion. It's back. It's called Summer of Live, and you'll have access to 4,000 concerts to choose from. Guns N' Roses, Iron Maiden, MGK, Motley Crue, Rob Zombie.
What?
Marilyn Manson? What is this, 97?
Outside of MGK, I know. Are we getting to the 2000s for these
Santana?
Concerts?
Santana? Pitbull's on there.
Even
the
that. The
Doobie
older
Brothers.
Act. Why are there so many? What, do they have
it's the $30 and
it's
under.
It's 30
I know,
bucks.
But are there any acts that people would want to see, like the younger generation?
Maybe Post Malone.
Who cares about the younger generation,
no,
Katie?
The,
let's
come
go
on.
See Motley Crue and Marilyn Manson.
You
let's
better
go.
Start that show at 5
you coming
o'clock.
With me? I'm fine with that. Let's go.
No.
Can you wrap it up
crazy.
By 9:30?
I know, exactly.
Nine tops, we can hit the road. I got work the next day.
I know you do, but that's just.
You wouldn't go to you wouldn't go to Rob Zombie?
I don't know. I
Pitbull?
Think the time has passed for
Pitbull
me.
Pitbull would be good.
Yeah, you're old and crusty.
Mr. 305.
No, I just if I want to like I'm just thinking of like shows that the Baby Nana would go see, and even for $30, I don't think she'd. But that's who
live
is
your
out
life.
There doing
who
it.
You live
Baby
your
Nana.
Life.
I don't know.
You
I
go
just,
enjoy live music.
I get this, but if you're trying, I just think if you're trying to save people money, it's a younger generation who's looking to save a buck, and I don't think that
they can
pony
stay home
up
and
the
cry
cash
about it.
To pay for any of those bands.
I don't want those people there.
They don't want to be there either, so
good.
I think you're good.
This is perfect.
You're good to go.
I can spend $120 here and go to multiple concerts.
Yeah.
They don't know who Marilyn Manson is.
No.
Good.
Go watch
Stay
so
home.
Cool. The Doobie Brothers.
Whine about mortgage prices.
Jeez.
Oh.
Yeah. It's
yeah. Once you go to your little crybaby room that they got set up for you at work so you can cry about it, I'm going to be there with Rob Zombie tearing it up.
In bed by nine.
I'm lying. I'm not going at all.
I know,
not a chance in hell I'm going.
This is
although
not.
You're, yeah, Katie's the one, though, that like if you go out past nine, it takes you a week to recover.
Absolutely.
I've noticed.
A week
to recover.
Oh, yeah. No, it hurts me so bad. Like,
you better
I
never
can't.
Have another baby.
No, I don't
You better
think
make
that's
sure you're protected. If you're up, you would die.
I know. I think you're right. I think
don't
you're right.
Have a baby.
I don't have it in me anymore.
No, you don't want it
I
in
do
you.
I don't want
Okay. You don't want your doobie.
She's practicing
you
the best birth control
brother.
Right now.
I am. I know. I don't know why
you
got
to stay away from Katie's Motley Crue. Her Iron Maiden.
Miss me with the Doobie Brothers. I don't even want one.
You don't even want to look at a Rob Zombie.
I know.
Okay. Do we have any more sports?
Yeah, we do. Really quickly, the Avs and the Nuggets both played last night, and it was a tale of two different teams. The Avalanche did get the win and pretty much dominated the LA Kings other than maybe a few minutes through the second period. And the Nuggets, on the other hand, I mean, it was virtually an unwatchable game last night. That was unfortunate. They will bounce back. Nuggets play tomorrow at 6:30 p.m., and then the Avs have to wait until Sunday at 2:30 p.m. to try to get that ever-elusive sweep against the L.A. Kings. So go Nuggets,
go
Avs. We'll see what happens with the
Nuggets.
Nuggies. Yeah, we'll see. Go. Yeah, it's like, go Avs! And then,
I know,
go Nuggets. Poor guys.
Here's hoping they can pull it together. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. But, hey, we talked about this story last year, and they finally made it happen. Two Lazy Dogs Bar and Grill is officially going to be opening. So they announced a comfortable dive bar downtown, same as any other dive bar with darts, pool, and late nights, except the dog theme twist. So adoption events, you can expect that out at Two Lazy Dogs Bar and Grill, as well as drinking out of a dog bowl. Remember when we talked about this and we talked
who are
about
you,
how
Sydney
they're
Sweeney?
Well, they're, yeah. Maybe they're trying to tap into that crowd. Who knows? But
wait, so is this different than the Lazy Dog?
Yes, like, okay, different than the Lazy Dog. Remember, it was
I thought you were saying two
owner.
Lazy dogs were being made.
No, it was a dog owner who saw a need for a bar where you could bring your dog, but they could drink and have fun. Not just a place where your dog could lay out on the patio, a place where your dog could be a patron. So, again, this is going to open on Monday. That is a rough day for a doggy
that's
bar
weird.
To open, right?
Yeah,
a Monday?
Fun.
Why wouldn't we do it on a Friday? But, yeah,
so
raise
your dog
the
can
woof,
get drunk?
You little puppy nunas. No, they'll have non-alcoholic beer for the puppies.
Oh, is that
but
what they're doing?
It's just the entire environment.
You get that one
right?
Golden retriever starts
exactly.
humping everybody.
Well, you know,
stagger
you
home.
Know, ruins
yep.
it for everybody. So yeah,
it's like Josh at a bar.
They're
going to
keep
is.
Stuff
starts
in
grinding
check.
On your
but
leg.
It's a neat idea. And again, opening Monday, so if
I guess.
You want to check it out,
I don't know if
I'd
it's
like
responsible
it.
To get wasted and adopt a puppy, but
okay, they're not encouraging you to get wasted. A lot of people can go out and have a drink or
okay.
two and enjoy somebody's company.
There you go.
And they want to have their dog along with them so they can drink out of a dog bowl. But the people can drink out of dog bowls as well. That's the thing. That's
who
the whole
are you,
little
Sydney
theme.
Sweeney?
Exactly. Again, tapping into that crowd. Speaking of more beer, the World Beer Cup happened in Philly this week, and a lot of Colorado beers taking home medals. So shout out to all the local breweries. I have some fun names here for some winners, like River North Brewery got a gold medal for their Squirrels Just Want to Have Fun coffee beer.
I love
that's
this.
Pretty
great.
Fun.
I love going to
yes.
breweries because of the names.
Exactly.
And so good.
A silver medal winner, shout out to Telluride Brewing for their Face Down Brown.
Perfect.
You know? Because you just fall
perfect.
On the ground, right? Exactly.
Sounds that's, like a Kama Sutra position.
That's when you were at that doggy bar too late. See? Face down brown right there on the pavement. And then one of the bronze winners, the Emporium Brewing Company, had Animal Strike Curious Poses honey beer.
Okay. You know what? I'm not mad at any of these.
I thought you'd really
God,
like
I
that
love
one.
These.
So there you go. Shout out to all the Colorado breweries.
I want to be on like the marketing team for a brewery.
Me too.
You know? And
I
just
think
come up with the names.
You could come up with some really fun names. And again, you would try the beer just because of the name, right?
Yep.
I know
oh, yeah.
a lot of people would do that.
It's beers, it's
yeah.
pot weed,
yeah.
and no joke, I'm trying not to be too sexy here, but I've been shopping for carpet.
Yeah.
The ridiculous name for carpet colors.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. It gets you going,
delicious
doesn't it?
Almond. You yeah. know, it's like, oh, God.
Cappuccino.
Yeah.
The last thing you want on your carpet.
Right.
Okay.
Spilled cappuccino.
Okay. And then proving that Colorado has a festival for everything today and tomorrow, you can get into Bigfoot Day. days up at Estes Park.
Okay, that sounds fun.
You could show up to that.
Shut up.
In your flip flops.
Jeremy, no. Jimmy. It's for Sasquatch,
size
okay?
12 and women's.
Tonight, I do not. Don't you dare start that rumor, Josh.
They're not that big. It's just more the fact that they're hairy.
Yeah. No, they're not.
Little hobbit
I shave
feet?
My toes, okay?
Like, really?
Everybody does, yeah. Nick
Mack
does. You have to shave your toes. Get those little scraggly hairs on them.
I gotta ask my girlfriend.
You gotta shave your toes every time. Every
single
time.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Sometimes I do it to her on a Saturday night. And it's like, hey, babe, can I shave your toes?
Give me that big toe.
God.
Tonight they've got the Bigfoot themed barbecue. And then tomorrow it's the big festival. So they've got Bigfoot celebrities out there. People from Expedition Bigfoot, that show on Discovery Channel, they're going to be out there. One of the actors from Pretty Little Liars is on that show, and he's going to be in Estes Park tomorrow, and all things Squatchy. Yay! Gets going at 10 in the morning, it's free admission.
I want to do this.
Yes,
it
free admission.
Fun.
Yeah, but
Estes Park tomorrow.
Estes Park tomorrow starts at 10 a.m.
It's going to be a little damp, isn't it, though? Isn't it supposed to be raining?
A little bit, yeah. So it's going to be a little soggy.
You might see him then.
Perfect for all things Squatchy. Town of Estes Park Events Complex is where that one's happening.
All right.
But if you can't make it to that, I have another thing for you
what?
To check out. The Loveland Pickle Fest.
The Pickle Fest is going on?
A briny celebration like no other. That's what they're calling this one. So for the love of pickles, Pickle Fest, whether you're a pickle enthusiast or just pickle curious, this festival is packed with tangy fun, delicious brews, and plenty of pickle-themed surprises. Starts at noon at Loveland Ale Works. There you go. Are you pickle curious, Jer?
Well, one time in college.